listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Prost.
Oh, no, do it properly.
Yes.
There we go.
I arrived rather late and they have been drinking.
Yes.
I don't know how much. Simon has these shampoo bottles you take on flights.
I do, yeah. And I brought some, I brought some very fine single malts.
Yeah, and we had some vodka as well. And vodka from last week, last episode. And some a mango rum. Bacardi mango rum.
Apart from that, we've been dry as a bone.
And, you know, the
dear listener, Jan is shaking his head in disapproval.
And drinking coffee.
Yeah.
The things we are willing to go for.
I know. To the sacrifices we make for our art.
Yes.
Is
extraordinary. You call that art? Jeez.
Well...
it's probably just piss artery, I expect. But
or like, what's his name?
Oh, shut
what
up.
The guy's? No, what's the guy's name?
He's making rude gestures, dear.
No,
dear,
he did a piss painting. Basquiat. Basquiat did a piss painting. There was a movie in the 90s.
Okay.
We will take your word for it.
I'm not ignoring what you're saying. I just have no idea, honestly.
Have some water.
Yes, once I finish my delicious drink.
Okay, we are once again joined by Patrick.
Yes, hi.
Who learned another foreign language to introduce himself into now.
Oh my god. Hi, bonjour, no.
How about some...
Albanian?
Yeah, over.
Falamindirit, that's... thank you. Hello, I forgot. Sorry. Sorry, apologies to the Albanian people.
That's all he does, he goes on...
Thank you is a good word to remember, though, I think.
Which one?
Thank you.
Yes.
To know what that is.
Yeah, I think so.
Please, thank you, important words.
Actually, the...
Thank you, Simon.
Actually, the Albanian people were lovely. Lovely to us. Super nice, extremely polite, willing to help. More than a couple of other places I've been to. And why are you gesturing?
Oh, just the thing they do at the World Cup.
Oh yeah, the eagle. Double-head eagle. Their flag is awesome, by the way, Albania.
Because that was on that little shot glass you had, wasn't it?
Yes, that's it, exactly.
Double-headed eagle.
It's an awesome flag, gotta say.
Yeah,
that's a cool national symbol.
Looks like a very very bad house on Game of Thrones.
I see.
It's like
your point.
The sort of Romanov double-headed eagle for Imperial Russia, isn't it?
That it might have been inspired by.
Welcome to Fun with Flags.
Yes, Fun with Flags.
We're easily distracted. What can we say?
Sorry. So okay. So
Patrick is here with us. Simon, as usual, the godfather of podcasting. He started podcasting on Scandinavian bands back in the 70s.
Oh, shut up.
Shortwave and ham radio.
Yes.
But okay, so
meep, meep, meep.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, 15 more seconds on Albania.
Temple.
Go there. It's cheap. People are nice. Tirana is awesome. Go there. Have a look. It's worth it. It's unknown, and it's begging to be discovered. It's cool. Honestly, it's really nice.
Yeah.
All right. So please continue.
Welcome to the MTF podcast with Simon, Patrick and myself. Today we're going to talk about episode number 24, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
You are indeed. Yes. You are indeed.
The away game in rainy Frankfurt, darlings of every football fan across Europe and beyond.
Until recently.
had us smashing home feature against VfB Stuttgart.
Stuttgart, Arschlöcher.
Yeah, some of the chants were stupid.
No, but I heard that one several years ago after a game against Stuttgart, fortunately. And I remember that one. It was in the subway on the way back. Oh, thank you. I got a refill from delicious.
More shampoo.
Yes.
Everything was good.
More Apfelschorle. That's Apfelschorle.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is. The best kind. So post.
It might have been a bit old.
Yes.
10 years old, actually.
Is that oak? No. And
it wasn't matured in the little plastic bottle.
Some other stuff. And I heard that somebody has prepared a special...
Okay.
Report on the Frankfurt game. There you go, Patrick.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the game I wasn't... Frankfurt? No, wait, Frankfurt?
Yes, Frankfurt. Francoforte.
Yeah, but I didn't even watch
you
that
watched
game.
You said you watched the entire game.
No, I watched the Stuttgart game
from
here because I couldn't
let's
go.
Start
to
over,
the game.
Let's start
so
over.
It sounds like none of us actually watched the whole game against Frankfurt.
Sorry, guys.
Me included.
And
I have a tape.
My bad.
But I figured, hey.
Life is short.
Life is short.
Yeah.
Make the most of it.
I don't remember the final score.
0-0.
Okay,
not that hard.
Wasn't sure.
What's a 10-4, Simon? You mentioned that before. You said 10-4.
It's the LCB thing, isn't it?
10-4, yeah.
Back in the days.
That means Roger.
Yeah.
Okay. Message received.
Yep.
Yeah.
All done.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
But nobody went into that game expecting us to get anything at all.
Which was why I scheduled my weekend to not
to
be
avoid
there
it.
To watch the game.
Awesome.
But I taped it. I mean, I also taped the Leipzig away game, but I never watched it.
No. Well, you wouldn't, would you?
My wife wanted more space on the TiVo because she wanted to tape, you know, the J.R.R. Martin fantasy
Game
show.
Of Thrones, yes.
The Song of Ice and Fire, as we call it. Yeah, so it was raining like hell. Some of our friends were there.
It was a bit damp.
Ibišević had a cracker of a chance, but he watched that. There was a ball came, they came across, and he later said that it was so close because he already thought the ball was in.
Okay.
You know, they're in American football, they talk about how people make mistakes when they're thinking too far ahead.
Yes.
Yes.
When you think you already caught the ball and then running on and, I left the ball.
You're so busy thinking about what you're going to do with the ball once you've got it that
you
don't get the ball.
Exactly.
Or just the entire life of Alex Esmein.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
bless. We're going to do it like Damwal did. Let's congratulate. VfB Stuttgart on paying money for Alex Esmein. More to that later. Okay, we were all expecting a blowout win by Frankfurt.
Basically, yes.
Basically. Background being that they're in the Europa League?
Mm-hmm. Semi-final against
Chelsea.
Yes, still.
They tied the first game?
Yes, 1-1.
But it was before. That was before.
They have an away goal against them, though.
Yes.
But they can score away goals now. We'll see what happens.
Mm.
Hertha did okay?
They did.
They did.
Way beyond any sort of reasonable expectation, really.
Schäuble did well. I mean, he always does well, but...
Mm.
I mean, you usually don't see him in the highlights too much, unless it's for a card or...
He's not that sort of player, though, is he? He does a lot of important work in the middle of the park. But he doesn't do sort of dramatic stuff like score goals or save penalties
he
or
scored a
stuff
goal
like that.
In 13-14 in Hamburg.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope he remembers it well.
We had a crack during the course of that game, didn't he? Because he ended up 1-on-1 with the keeper against Frankfurt.
Yeah.
But you can see what he tried to do. He tried to chip it over the top of the keeper, but he didn't get it high enough and it went just straight into his chest pretty well. So he had a great chance, but that's not really his thing. So.
He should have done what Özil does sometimes. You know, like he kicks the ball downward.
Slouch his shoulders?
No, kicks the ball downward when the ball is on the ground already.
Mm.
So it kind of like bounces higher than it should.
Yeah.
Aufsetzer.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's an Aufsetzer.
Okay.
Because it touches down. Or especially if it's wet and you shoot the ball from far away,
uh-huh.
You want it to hit the floor once or the ground once before it comes to the goalie.
Okay.
Because it can get certain
unexpected
turns.
A funny little bubble.
Okay.
I mean, for example, like the goal that Delaney scored in Berlin. Okay, that was deflected, but you know that's one of those things where nobody could do anything. We have 11-11 shots and 48-52 possession rate. That sounds pretty even to me.
Yes.
I don't remember any VAR lapses.
I mean, the big thing about that game really was the shock, because you know we've been doing sort of fairly badly on the run up to that. For us to turn up there and get anything at all was extraordinary. The fact that it was quite even is pretty major achievement, I think.
Was it the first time we had the double six of Mittelstädt and Chevret? Or did we have it before? I'm not sure. But he's been, Dada's been playing Plattenhardt as left outside defender and Mittelstädt ahead. And then you have a pretty awesome duo of Kalou and Mittelstädt on the left, which is way better than Marvin Schmarvin, I think. Oh, we had the the second yellow card for Klünter.
Mm.
That was the only big thing.
That was, well, to get sent off for that was silly from what I saw. I've only seen the highlights, but it was like a ridiculous shirt pulling. It was just stupid.
Especially if you already have a yellow card.
If you're already on a yellow, you should be...
And then he had another bigger tug. I mean, what are you doing?
Hey, when Dortmund lost the derby against Gelsenkirchen,
mm-hmm.
I think the same week or the week before, two players, they tackled from behind. Just... They couldn't even get the ball, and then they got a yellow card. And then on Twitter there was a video of the commentator for Borussia.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Oh, he's stealing our championship!" like it was not a foul at all, but it was. I mean, same situation as once in Dortmund when Stocker did the sliding tackle from behind. It's a red card. Period.
I mean, Dortmund has been pissing away the championship for the last 6 weeks or something.
It's so annoying.
Yeah. So that's like, what, the seventh championship for Bayern?
Yeah.
For the Cockroaches?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Because, I mean, when you think about it, it cannot put a positive light on the Bundesliga, like in Europe, when the same team wins... You know, championship over championship, and well, they did win the Champions League once in a
there's
past
a lot
couple
of
years,
really, really good things about the Bundesliga, not least of which the sort of level of fan support is absolutely awesome.
And attendance.
But
that's true.
But competitiveness is really not a big thing.
That's true.
Which is a bit sad, really.
That's a shame, yeah.
Kicker called this a very not very highlighty match. And I just scrolled through the ticker, and in the 68th minute they said that Jahrstein hasn't had a shot on his goal in the half yet.
Okay.
Well, you can tell from the highlights when they spent about 30 seconds focusing on the corner flag fluttering.
Okay, guys, we need to reach the 2-minute quota. So, more flag. We need more
corner
flag.
Let's show the beautiful girl.
Yes, exactly.
Go back to the crowd and the beautiful girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely, yes.
It's always so mean when a team is losing and then they show some poor fan sitting there or kids crying.
Yes, kids, yes. Oh, that's horrible.
I wish
they wouldn't do that.
But they always show women like, oh, look, there's an exotic animal.
They seem to be big on that during international games, especially. Like when there is a break, any kind of a break, you'll see the hottie in the stands for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you just call me a hottie?
Wishful thinking, yeah.
What you gonna do? The old ball and chain.
I'm not going there.
No, that's not.
Better than expected, but so-so. Still no... We've been goalless for quite some time.
There were some cracking saves and things from both sides, in all fairness, but there was a great one from Jahrstein where he sort of ended up flying out. I think it was his left hand up, and he sort of scooped off the goal line in midair.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing.
Nice.
That was really, really good. But... It says something when the highlight is the saves from the keepers.
Oh yeah, especially when you hear man of the match was the goalie. Oh, okay.
Again.
Yes.
Well, as they say, it's a game for fans or for tactic nerds, which means there's nothing happening.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Anything else? Frankfurt.
For some reason, I always get Frankfurt and Stuttgart confused. It always
How?
Takes me a second to those are good and those are not. I don't know why, honestly. Because like maybe so both
it doesn't even look the same. They're not really close to.
I know.
Okay, maybe
yeah, well, they're all south of the Harz Mountains, you know, east southern.
I know.
Oh no, you mean the Weißwurst Equator. Have you heard that?
No.
But Weißwurst, you know the Weißwurst, right? The white sausages
mm-hmm.
from Bavaria.
Yes.
Yeah, and people call it the white sausage...
Equator?
Equator.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
It's not official.
Okay, no. Fortunately. Yeah, I
there was me gonna look it up.
Yeah, I think the only thing that would help me distinguish the two of them would be Stuttgarter Arschlöcher. Okay, those guys suck, and the other ones are good.
But I mean, Frankfurt has an F. Stuttgart has an S.
I know, but like
that's a bit technical, though. Yeah. Come on,
well, you guys,
you're just being unreasonable now.
I really cannot explain it honestly. Go figure.
Or Frankfurt, somehow Europe's Cinderella story. Stuttgart, major fuck up.
True.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
before the season, their president said because they just formed from they, oh, you know, from the GmbH or from the EV, they became some listed thingy like Hertha does. You know where you outsource
the actual team itself becomes
they became public
yeah,
as opposed to the
they became public yeah
mm-hmm. yeah
they turned public
or not public but KGaA, which is not exact, they're not at the stock market
okay.
but they have shares
okay.
so it's a capital company
it's a private company
shares.
as opposed to a membership club
okay.
there is still a membership club but the actual team itself is a company.
Okay. All right.
Like Hertha is. Or
like lots of clubs.
I think everybody except Gelsenkirchen?
Me?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, no way. I mean, they're Gazprom all over, but.
Yeah. That's true.
Yes.
Who's counting?
Well, that's, that's interesting.
Huh. Very interesting. Yeah.
So interesting that Simon has to take a break from us. I've had enough.
It's a pee break.
Yes.
We'll be back after the pee break. No.
I don't mind.
We can play the song. How about that? Or would you do that later?
No.
Okay. I'm
sure.
Gonna play a little song we recorded before last weekend's game.
Du kamst 2007, bist in Berlin geblieben, hast 300 Mal für uns gespielt. Du trugst das blau-weiße Trikot, das stand dir echt schicko, hast darin 7 Tore erzielt. Dein Spiel ist polyvalent, hast dir das Training verpennt, lustige brennen für dich. Lusti, der Schweizer mit der dunklen Seele. Den Rückpass so schön und nun willst du gehen. Lusti, wir brennen für dich. Lusti, der Schweizer mit der dunklen Seele. Du spielst den Rückpass so schön und nun willst du gehen. Lusti, wir brennen für dich. Auf dem Kopf hast du Locken, als Kapitän eher trocken. Hast du dein Team sicher gelenkt? Deine Monique, die fandest du schnieke, das Sommermädchen hat dir Kinder geschenkt. Mit Hertha ging's hoch hinaus, dann aus der Liga raus, dann wieder rein und dann wieder raus und dann wieder rein. Dein Spiel ist polyvalent, hast dir das Training verpennt. Lusti, wir brennen für dich. Lusti, der Schweizer mit der dunklen Seele. Du spielst den Rückpass so schön und nun willst du gehen. Lusti, wir brennen für dich. Lusti, der Schwarze mit der dunklen Seele. Du spielst den Rückpass so schön und nun willst du gehen. Lusti, wir brennen für dich. Du wechselst nach Bern, das sehen wir nicht gern, aber wir lassen dich ziehen. Du wechselst nach Bern, das sehen wir nicht gern, aber wir lassen dich ziehen. Aber wir lassen dich ziehen, denn Lusti, wir brennen für dich.
Well, 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 what do you guys think of this awesome song?
It's a song.
Future hit, for sure.
I'm sure.
Very British sound.
Platinum.
Eurovision, here we come.
Oh no.
Yeah. That's a...
That was a kiss of death, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Said that.
That's not the ideal compliment. All right.
It's not ideal at all. Oh. You were asking something? You want to know where it's from, or...?
Yes. Who wrote the lyrics? Who was on the video?
Moritz wrote the song after an interaction we had at the home game against Dortmund.
Okay.
After the red card, Lustenberger was subbed on, and he yelled something like "Lusti, wir brennen für dich," which would translate as
"We are burning for you,"
or "We're on fire for you," or something.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
was it your father-in-law during that last game that kept on shouting out "Lusty Hammer"?
No, that was me.
That was you, was it? I knew somebody behind there kept on shouting it out.
No, he did too. We all did.
Yeah.
We all have Lusty fever. No, and I laughed so hard when he said that because it sounded so stupid to me, and I kept laughing all night. I was lying in bed laughing. My wife's like, "Why the fuck are you laughing?"
Wow.
And then after a few days, said, "Hey, I wrote a song about it." And then he recorded it. He's a film music composer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he even has an entry on IMDb.
Ooh,
nice.
And
lost.
Then he made a Calypso version of it, which is the basis for the video, which we will link in the show notes.
Okay.
And then we recorded the video at Tableau Verfett with his daughter, who did well. She did her own choreo, and I bought these funny wigs, you know, these blonde Afro wigs.
You didn't buy them specially. You had those anyway from Saturday night.
How does he know all this stuff?
There was something about Lusti that I was wondering, actually. I saw him at the last Kids Kicker 2 weeks ago, I think.
Flashback.
Yes.
Yeah. I got autographs.
Yeah. We were there and we didn't meet somehow. And he was there.
Afterwards.
I know. So he was there signing autographs, and the thing was winding down, and I was there, but like didn't really want to stand in line. But I considered saying something to him in French from a little distance, like, I don't know, like, merci Lusti pour toutes ces bonnes années. Thank you for all those good years. But I was wondering if... I don't know if he actually speaks French or
we
not.
We actually met somebody from Switzerland there, and
okay.
He said he's not sure, but he doesn't think so.
Okay. Mm. That's possible. I mean,
it depends on where you grew up, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, he's German-speaking Swiss.
German, Italian, French, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
English...
I think it's like 55% German, 25% French, and the rest Italian or something like that. You know,
BMTF Math Club.
It's not equally.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
So
and it's by region, I guess, right?
Yeah, probably
it must be. Yeah.
Although when we did go, story time again. When we did go
story
to
Hamburg
10 years ago, me and my wife Stephanie, who is arriving in Berlin in shortly, actually, we went up the.
If it all goes very quiet, it's because we've all disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll
leave you with Jan.
We were going up some kind of a elevator to at the to go to a bell tower or something, and we spoke, you know, Quebec French between each other. And there was a Swiss couple with us in the elevator, and they understood what we said, most of it, surprisingly. And we spoke French for a few minutes afterwards. Nice couple.
Mm.
Yeah, cadre. That's true. That's what I read.
I'm noting, taking a note.
Mm-hmm.
Go
that's
ahead.
Okay. No, I'm done. It's just so yeah. Anyway, I kind of, like, in hindsight, I kind of wish I would have, you know, told Lusty, you know, thank you for the
Yeah, it's annoying when you yeah, in hindsight,
yes.
wish you had said something.
Yeah, but you know, it's all right. So so yeah, that's a story that ends with a wet fart.
Yeah,
it's okay. That's all right.
Good for a title, wet
fart. wet fart. A wet fart of a story.
No, I don't like the image that that brings up.
I just think we're
the Tories. No, yes, fuck with Tories. Fuck the Tories is much better, right? Yeah.
No, but we, didn't we have a good title, or there was something...
We did, right at the start.
Yeah, but there was something that I told you, you need to save that for the podcast, and of course we can't remember it right now.
I've forgotten, no.
Shit.
That's just life, really. What can you do?
Mm.
I dream to forget.
Yeah, works for me. Pardon?
I'll drink to that.
Hey, welcome to the MTF
podcast. Have we started yet?
What's your name, sir?
What's your name, Simon?
You look familiar.
Yes.
Have I seen you before?
Well, moving on. Awesome song. Watch it. Share it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about our first win in 7 games.
Yes.
Okay, I spoiled it. Hertha
against
overachievers Stuttgart. Let's first take another minute to talk about how stupid they are. I mean, first they pay half of Ibišević's salary for 1.5 seasons.
Okay.
And now they're paying money, something between 1.5 and 2 million euros for Alex Esswein. There must be, I picture some chimpanzee sitting there, signing contracts.
Yes.
Doesn't sound like a good deal.
No,
not
worst.
Really,
yeah. The worst. Well, Simon, it was a Saturday. The weather was...
Yeah, it was okay. Not as nice as the previous weekend, because that was gloriously hot and wonderful, but it was sunny and things at times.
Except for Frankfurt, where it was raining cats and all. Yeah.
So it was a decent enough day.
Bit windy, I remember, because they had a Berlin.
It was all those beans.
They had a blue and white Berlin flag.
Yes, they did.
At the marathon tour, and it kept falling, right?
Yeah.
Or they took it down at some point,
no,
and they put it back up.
I think it was just before half time. Sometime it disappeared. And on top of the towers, one of which is that's got a clock on it. There were people scurrying around up there. Shows how exciting the game was. Taking more attention to that than the football, but it was very impressive. I tweeted pictures and things a bit before the game.
Simon's account is always very interesting. Lots of video footage.
It's true.
And
of course,
kielbasa, cake, coffee content.
Yes, that's not ironic. Check it out, Econet.
1892.
Yes. Thank you.
Because he was...
I couldn't sleep last night, so I was tweeting random pictures. Pictures.
I honestly wasn't sure if it was just 92 or 1892, so I didn't want to screw it up.
Mm.
But yeah, there you go. There you go. And of course, that's the one game that I did not go to while I was here. And of course, they win.
That's just life.
So if you're right...
So maybe I shouldn't go to any game anymore.
Could guarantee us
yeah.
Champions League slot next year.
Yes.
It could too.
Yes. So that's something to think about.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's always...
You were active last night, Simon.
There's always...
I only saw one of them. Okay, it's just one tweet.
Stop looking at...
Is that from the last year's fan march?
Stop looking at Twitter. We are recording.
You are texting all the time.
It might have been the year before.
My wife is on the plane. Come on, man. That's why. There was a delay, so that's why I said, please don't crash.
Time now? Huh? You have more time now?
I don't.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing. I mean,
I'm out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Simon, let's roll it back a bit. You met somebody on the flight or at the airport before.
Pushy. So at the airport, yes. It's a miracle we haven't met him before, really, because
he doesn't know who Pushy is. You should probably explain to him and probably
one of the Axel Kruse
founding fathers.
Indeed.
Mm. Okay. Nice.
What's his real name? It's Matthias Puschmann.
Oh, okay.
So
the nickname makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. All
right, cool.
He works in London, and he's usually there from Monday to Thursday, I understand?
Yeah, I think it was through till Friday, but he sort of pulled it forward, and he sort of works from Berlin on the...
Nice job.
On the Friday.
Hmm. Cool.
And we met him at the airport. I'm surprised it hasn't happened before at some point or other, but it has now. And he sort of sat in the seat directly in front of me.
Yeah, interesting. I saw some alcoholic beverages in your hands. No?
Really?
No? I thought you met at the bar.
And I'm shocked!
Why, Simon? I thought you were Baptist.
No.
Simon the Baptist.
Not at all.
Sorry, don't mind me.
Your friend's going to be so happy when she comes home and all the liquor is gone.
It's all going to be empty. It's like a dozen empty bottles in the corner.
Well, we got a replacement for the maple whiskey coming up. And this one, it's coming up as well. So
you should put an advert in for that. You should describe it. It's absolutely wonderful vodka, dear listener.
I did last episode, but we can...
Oh, did you?
We
didn't explain the vodka, you just explained the maple whiskey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I got here in my hand an empty bottle of pure vodka, PUR vodka. It is from Quebec, actually. It is filtered, they use a charcoal to filter it.
All right.
And apparently it's a big part of the secret process, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
But it's won many awards, Spirits Business Gold 2017, blah, 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 Spirits Business Master 2017, it is really good. It is awesome.
I can vouch for the fact as a sort of like a straight vodka, just drinking it in itself.
Yes.
I think it's probably the nicest vodka I've ever tasted, actually. Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah, I do.
Wow. And we are not being paid for anything.
Yeah,
this is not advertisement or nothing. But the thing is...
I've had various sort of flavoured ones and what have you, like, you know, Suprovko with a bison grass and what have you in it.
Yes.
But that's something different. As a straight up vodka, extremely good. Hard to get hold of, though.
The only problem is it might be a bit difficult to find here. You would need to be in either the UK or France or Canada to get it.
It's not cheap in the UK.
No, it's in the UK. It's £45. In France, you can buy it online. It is €45. And in Canada, it is 45 Canadian dollars. So that's about 30 euros. So at least there is one good thing about living in Canada.
Yeah.
and we know what it is now.
No Trump.
Yeah, no Trump.
No Trump.
Yeah. But we still have like... they say that... They say like when the US has a cold, Canada coughs. Because the influence is so strong. So we don't have Trump as such, but we still get a few fumes.
I saw a tweet, it must have been years ago, I think it was pre-Trump even, and it was a description that was, I think it was meant to be God speaking, and he was sort of describing Canada about the mountains and the and the countryside and the lovely people and what have you. Present company accepted, of course. No, sorry.
It's all right.
No. the cheap shop. But,
it's all right.
And then it sort of ended up with saying, yes, but look who I've given as their neighbours. Or something along those lines. They were just, you know, really massively bigging up Canada. And then the punchline was, look at the neighbours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, no place is perfect.
No.
Are we back to football? Sorry.
I'm just playing. Sorry. Wild distraction.
Saturday, match day 32.
Aye.
Yes.
VfB Frankfurt? No, Stuttgart.
Uh-huh. Thank you. I was going to correct you, actually.
Simon, you always tweet the attendance from the heart.
Yeah.
40?
I've forgotten it. It was 40 something. I think it was like, was it 46? It might have even been 48.
48, 49?
It was quite a decent crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me just look into my notes.
And actually, I don't know what I don't want to walk all over
48,668.
Okay, I don't want to walk all over your timeline of the game or something. But we talked before we started recording. We talked for several minutes about Rekik's brain cramp.
Oh God! Yes. Oh my God.
I don't know what you're talking about. Totally legal.
Maradona would approve, for sure.
Yes, he would. He would.
It wasn't Maradona. He didn't.
But the difference being Maradona got away with it.
Yeah. And he scored.
Really, we posted. No, what am I talking about? The difference? No, yeah.
And Maradona scored off it.
Yeah,
that's true. Another difference. Yeah, that was that was grim. I mean, I actually.
But seriously, did you see it during the game? Nobody complained.
That's
no true. Stuttgart player complained.
Why?
Because they didn't see it.
They didn't see it.
It looked like Jahrstein had just stopped the ball with his hands.
Like in the heat of the moment, I could kind of imagine.
I suppose you're right. They probably thought that it was Jahrstein.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I only heard about it at half time when somebody said, hey,
I saw things on Twitter and things.
Yeah, in a group somebody was watching.
Oh, perhaps it was in the group.
I remember what you meant to say earlier. I watched the replay and I said maybe Reki was trying to protect his face.
Yes, but well,
he's a beauty.
It's too late, Reki. You haven't got a pretty face. It's not worth saving.
You're not Zelke. Yeah. But seriously, people like Aogo in their post-match interview said something like, "Yeah, if we had gotten this penalty, we would have won the game. Never.
No,
it would have never.
It was really early on, and it might have had an influence as to how the game went on. To be fair,
but they were so harmless.
Didn't Jahrstein have to make at least one pretty good save, or is it?
With the crazy pass that.
Oh my God! I forgot about that. Oh,
Simon almost fell off his seat.
That was Lusty, wasn't it?
Yes. What?
Oh my God, that was horrible.
Was it in the highlights?
I think it was.
Yeah. No, it was in the highlights, but it didn't look as dangerous.
Oh,
because they only showed the end. But the ball came from a Hertha player, or was it from somebody else? The ball came and it hit Lusty, and it totally went the other way. And Jahrstein was flying to the left, and somehow somebody's carrying a glass of beer and slips.
Okay.
And then you catch it.
Jesus!
Yeah,
wow!
That was
oh God! Okay. I've forgotten about that.
Nice.
Okay.
Yes.
Game. No Alex Eswein.
Okay.
In the starting lineup.
Did anyone notice?
Who's Eswein? He's not there. I'm just wondering, I think we had the same. Oh yeah, we had to replace Klünter, who was sent off last week. So we had Lustenberger as a central back.
I got something.
Hello.
Yes, we are listening, I promise.
And Schellbrett Mittelstädt. Lecky Duda Kalu and Ibišević. So Lecky came on Lazaro went back into the position that Klünter had, and Lecky was in for Klünter.
Mm.
Ibišević, yeah. Anything else important? No Guric.
He came on though, didn't he?
Yeah, later.
Guric? Yeah,
eventually.
He played the pass to Dildrosun.
Mm, okay.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Nice. Oh, that setup
no,
was
no, no, no.
so.
What? We go.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
One goal, two goals, three goals.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Okay. So yeah. Never mind. Please continue.
There was a little choreo thingy by Stuttgart with the flags.
Yes, there was.
About what?
Red, or just flags.
Just for hey.
White flags. We give up.
You should have skipped the red flags. Exactly. Stuck with the white. Ooh. That's a bit
white
hard.
Flags. Oh, okay. We walk out now. Yeah. It
sorry,
is done.
Sorry, Stuttgart.
No, sorry.
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 Quite funny though, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't elaborate, but it was a kind
but
of
the situation for them is they're almost securely in the playoff spot.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So right now, who is being relegated? For sure.
Not officially, but it's going to be Hannover.
Oh yeah.
And Nürnberg.
Mm. Okay. All right. So post to that.
Prost.
Yes.
Not us.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the important thing.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Nice.
Ugh.
Yeah, we switched to Bacardi.
You sell through all the fruit flavors?
Well, actually, they have three fruit flavors. This is Bacardi rum. They have mango, raspberry, and lemon.
Not getting paid by any of them.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, but
it'd be nice if they were. If you're listening, Bacardi,
it's good. So why not like talk about it a little bit?
I listened to a podcast by two former NBA players, and they're presented by one of those by a cognac company.
Hennessy. Okay.
Yeah. Presented
nice.
By Hennessy.
Nice. Do you know their names, the players?
Yes, Quentin Richardson and the two guys from the Clippers. Quentin Richardson. It's on the tip of my tongue.
It's okay.
Quentin Richardson and
that's alright. The Clippers used to be horrible for a long time, so it would be okay if you didn't remember
the
name.
Yeah, but only because of the owner. He was cheap.
Yes, cheap, a sexist, and a
Darius Miles is the other one.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah. Anyways,
yes.
Stuttgart.
Yes.
Game started out okay, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Yeah.
But nothing really happening. I remember no danger whatsoever from Stuttgart. Nothing.
That's true.
Not really, no.
Nothing.
No, they weren't really. I mean, most of it came from our side of things. There was a sort of shot fairly on from Maxi. I seem to
yeah, but it was too central and a bit too slow.
It was. I mean, it went through a defender's legs, but he didn't hit it hard enough. And then it went straight to the keeper as well.
I think it was weak foot because he's a lefty.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. I remember from the highlighter. It was a nice setup.
Yeah,
but,
it was.
Yeah,
the build up to it was quite good.
Yes.
But he didn't really.
The
get
shot
the
itself,
work,
wasn't, yeah,
no,
was so
just,
so.
At least there was some movement. And
yes.
Yes.
Creativity
it like they,
and.
It looked like they were in the mood to play football.
Yes.
For a
which
change.
Is yeah, which is a nice
is
improvement.
Helpful.
Yes.
Mm.
True.
Yeah, and yeah, we had some things, but nothing really that.
We did concede a free kick.
Concede.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
okay.
Castro had to take it, I think, but it just went right over the top of the bar, so wasn't an issue.
Way above the bar.
Yeah, yeah. There was quite a few shots into low orbit.
Yeah,
so it wasn't threatening.
No, and Hatter still had these little misses, near misses, and certain passes didn't really, you know, not well executed.
You can see it was quite a good idea to actually try and do. But it never really quite came off. That happened a few times, but
until Simon, what happened? No,
sorry.
Simon's checking his notes.
Yeah, I always like to look at my notes.
Meticulous notes.
Well, they're not really. Well, you don't seem to understand, Jan. That we live in a post fact society these days.
Hertha won 10-0. Have a
indeed,
nice day.
Indeed, indeed.
Yes,
and we're
awesome.
Looking forward to the Champions League next year.
I am enjoying this timeline.
Defending champions.
Oh yeah.
Indeed.
Yes.
So
about to three-peat.
Yes, and Barcelona has been relegated to the fourth division. So was Bayern. That's my
Bayern?
Ideal timeline.
Who's that?
Plattenhaar.
Oh yeah, they dissolved. They went into bankruptcy. That's my ideal timeline right there.
Oh, fantasy world.
Yes.
Ooh. Fantasy world.
Ooh, ooh.
Sorry, back into reality.
Plattenhaar was, for Plattenhaar, he was pretty active.
Mm.
Still only has one foot, but hey. And he put a cross in that...
Must be tricky for a footballer to only have one foot.
The peg leg.
Yes. And the patch as well, you know.
Yes.
It must...
Jeez.
Hopeless.
And I thought that was a hooded crow flying around. It was actually Blattenhaar's parrot.
On his hook. That's why he can't hold on to the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Deflategate number two.
Another ball gone.
Bingo.
Anyway, Plattenhaar had space to put in a cross, which Lecky relatively beautifully managed to put onto the goal, but Zieler couldn't hold on to it. And who was the first to touch it?
Ibisevic. Former Stuttgart player.
He put it in. It was a bit more... It wasn't like with authority, but it got in there. He was like, okay.
Yeah. He drilled it through and somehow it went past.
Put-tum,
exactly.
It was there and he was going to welly it, and from that sort of distance...
Because the first save from Zieler was pretty good.
He's a world champion after all.
True.
And then we were and then at first I always look at the referee, at the assistant.
Flag, is there a flag? Yeah.
Is he touching his ear?
Exactly.
It was a little bit pinball-y, wasn't it, at that point? And especially with the previous...
A very slow pinball. A very, very, very slow pinball.
Yeah, with the previous game where that had happened and it had just gone everywhere apart from in the goal.
And then Hertha somehow got into a little groove before halftime.
Got into a flow. Yes. Yeah.
And Duda scored 4 minutes later, six minutes later.
Mm. Yes. And that's, I figured...
Do you want to do the dishes too?
Yeah, sorry.
It was on 45 minutes, was it?
45 plus one, yes.
Yeah.
According to my app, but when I saw that goal, I was like, "All right, there." I mean, unless this is Hertha, so let's not take anything for granted. But like, there was a goal seconds before halftime. I was like, "All right, this could be like the dagger. You know, they drive the knife in,
twisting the blade.
Yes, yeah, should be all right from now on." But I was really happy to see that goal. And I thought for the first fraction of a second, when I saw Duda kick the ball, I thought it would be going over. Yeah.
But what a badass style to score a goal. He just put the ball in there. But I watched the highlights before I came here again. He just put it right underneath the top of the
net. Right to the top of the net, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. Please don't miss it.
It's a bit Hitman style.
Yeah, it was a ballsy, for sure.
A ballsy ball.
There's your title for the episode.
Ballsy
balls. Ballsy balls.
No one can resist my sweaty ball.
And if you want to insult someone, I just got some of that. I don't know.
You have ballsy balls.
Years ago, no. You call him a ballless ball sack. Yes. Yes. I screwed it up, but it was funny 20 years ago when I first...
Pretty strong talk from an underground cop.
You know.
Hey, did they even resume playing, or was it just halftime after the goal?
I think it must have gone on. I don't remember it just finishing at that point.
Because it was already in the...
It can't have gone on for very long.
Was there some injury, or was second half? Yeah, no. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, but like, usually they resume play, but on like in those kind of situations they resume play, but only out of principle. Like the guy will kick it and then one kick and then
that's it.
Right? Because I don't remember. I mean, I don't remember a game or a half directly ending after a goal. right?
Happens sometimes.
Yeah. Just, you know, it can happen.
Okay.
It didn't happen this especially, time,
especially here, and the end of the Dortmund game, I think, they didn't. Whatever. And we forgot the supposed alleged penalty you were talking about.
Oh, yeah!
Yes.
Which nobody saw, nobody complained.
No, yeah, we kind of mentioned
and maybe
it,
the
actually.
Background
yeah,
story...
Before the goals. Yeah, before the goals.
And the background story to that is that
okay.
The video assistant in the Cologne basement, he...
He was watching Game of Thrones at the time.
Oh. One day before the episode aired, by the way, which is impressive.
I mean, you have to, there should be some perks to being a referee.
Oh, yeah, you know, pirates.
Anyway.
Yar, matey.
Yar.
Matey.
Be hearties.
Let me download this episode.
Well.
Sorry.
And they were...
Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum.
Not all people know that the referees are... The VAR is... continuously looking at scenes because they always think that only when he gets the call he's looking, but he's looking at everything. And
he must have been looking at a previous scene when that was.
They
happening.
Checked something in the same attacking
sequence. Okay,
and which they didn't do. And then the game had. He said no. Okay, this wasn't it. And then the game had already continued. And there's a continuation rule that when game is stopped and game is resumed, you cannot go back. And ooh. Call it. So he saw the scene 2 minutes too late and said, oh, fuck.
Really?
Yes.
Holy shit. Oh, wow. Okay.
I think there was even a nice quote where he said something like, oh, fuck.
That was the official quote. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
that could apply to so many things in history.
That's not a fucking gun, John Lennon.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Good example.
Hang on. He said... Das Handspiel haben wir erst 2 Minuten später auf den Bildschirmen gesehen. Schöne Scheiße, habe ich mir gedacht. Translation.
I saw that expression as a trend on Twitter. Schöne Scheiße. So there you go.
Beautiful shit.
Yes.
German, the language of love.
The beautiful,
yes,
yeah,
indeed.
The beautiful language in its own way, for sure. So yeah, so they saw the replay 2 minutes outside of the window.
Yes, where they could have
said
something.
Oh, brilliant.
It is worth pointing out it was absolutely a stonewall penalty against Hertha.
Yes.
Is it legal to have your hands over your head while defending? Oh, that's volleyball.
Yes. Yeah, or handball.
Although
but
it
must have
been fine for Jahrstein to jump up and punch the ball away. It's not okay for a defender to do the same thing.
But I didn't.
I'm sure that's in the rules somewhere.
I mean, it was on the other side of the pitch, so we weren't really close to it.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And I didn't hear anybody complain. That's the crazy thing.
Oh, at the time, had no what?
No, yeah.
Because usually you have somebody.
Yeah, yeah, exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Yelling
at with gesture, yeah, but
yeah.
Nothing.
Or doing the thing where
you should get
a yellow card,
true.
But you never get a yellow card.
True.
Yeah.
And I remember watching the games here on my screen, and I didn't think anything of it.
It was only because of messages and things coming through to the phone that I realised at the time that anything had happened at all.
Because we're always just watching the game. We don't have our phones out during matches, right?
No.
Of course not.
Much. No.
Of course not.
Oh, I was driving here, and there was a guy crossing the street looking at his phone, and I was about to accidentally...
bump into him.
Yeah, but I figured, hey, then I might have to call the cops, and then so I figured I couldn't do it to you guys.
Very nice, very considerate. And then you also realized, oh yeah, I am watching the highlights on my phone as I am driving.
No. I watched them at home while the video was uploading. Sorry.
Okay. There's a term here for that. It's something involving zombie or something.
Smombi.
What?
It's a smartphone zombie.
Yeah.
Smombi. It's
okay.
It was in the German list of youth words. That's a yearly list that comes out.
Okay.
Where the Duden,
the dictionary.
Yeah, the staff, they pick out, words nobody uses. For example, they had Merkel to do a Merkel. Angela Merkel.
Which is like, you know, holding your hands.
No, it's doing nothing.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right.
Or Lindner.
I don't know what that is.
Christian Lindner of the so-called Free Democrats, the Liberal Party. They, after the election, they were in talks for coalition, and then he said, I'd rather not be in government than being in bad government. So it's a, it's like a shitty way to say, oh, I'm out of here.
Yeah, kind of, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Game. So we're 2-0 up at halftime.
Really?
I don't even remember the last time we were 2 up at halftime. Ever.
It was a while ago. A long time ago.
Yeah,
it was.
True. True.
So at halftime I went down, I met somebody from a different podcast.
Arrival?
Exil Hertana podcast.
No, that's not Arrival. That's
we're all
a
friends.
Colleague, yes.
A colleague. Yeah, Exil Hertana podcast by a guy who lives in Frankfurt. Bremchen, hello.
I don't know any of you, but hello.
He does a podcast from the perspective of an away fan who lives in Frankfurt.
Oh, okay, that's good. Okay,
and he talks to people from Frankfurt, and he talks about the games he gets to see. And that one week he was in Frankfurt, so that's like his home game.
Yeah, okay. Him.
And he came over, and he's also coming. He's only going to be here for the final match because he just became a member of Hertha BSC, and he wants to go to the members' meeting. Simon is smiling because he had a blast the last time he went.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was in there. My German's terrible.
And then he left.
And Jan just wanders off and talks to other people, so I have no clue what's going on.
So I was like, all right, I'm out. Bye-bye. Right,
I'm gone.
Cheers.
Like is that the guy that that Veronica and I sort of met outside?
One guy was... that was the VfB podcaster. Before the game.
Yes, before
the game. I was talking halftime.
All right, okay.
Yeah. But that was, I asked somebody of a VfB podcast to do a little, answer a few questions,
okay.
Which I call Op Recon.
Okay.
You as a soldier can understand.
Another cover cop.
And I was supposed to answer their questions, and I wrote for 3 hours and I couldn't stop writing.
My God.
That was in German and he answered some questions. I think I also uploaded it. I always do it too late so nobody reads it. I think I have one like, which for me is a very successful tweet. So I talked to him before the match and he was not too happy before the match and after the match he didn't. But he also said something like, yeah, we could have played for hours and would never scored a goal. Even if we had the... Okay, with the... for example, he said somebody wrote, some Stuttgart fan wrote, yeah, Aogo, if you had the penalty, you would have put it somewhere underneath.
You would have skied it.
Yeah.
In the 50th row. All right.
It would still be there in a stationary orbit.
Yeah, exactly. In the stratosphere somewhere.
Taking photographs.
Bumping into the ISS.
Grujic came on in the 60th minute, right? Oh, and Alexander Esbein, Fußballgott, AE14, was subbed on in the 57th minute.
Seven.
No, he now has 14.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Or as Damval called him, AE77, which I think is very nice.
Oh, that's quite cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're nerds. Grujic came on for Schelbred, and in the 67th, Dilrosun came on. And that was an instant...
game changer.
Yeah, that's
yes.
Right.
Yes. Yep.
That was a steal, if there ever was one.
Yes.
In the game.
And I really hope... is there any chance that he will go back to Manchester City?
No.
Okay, he's...
We bought him.
He's here to stay.
We bought him from the under-23, so you don't pay a real fee.
Oh, okay.
But you pay something that is called... Something for his... that the club gets... If you don't... if you buy him not from the pros, then you pay 250, 300,000 euros, some sort of apprentice...
Okay.
I don't know.
Apprentice fee or something,
yeah,
whatever.
Fee,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
That's a big steal.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to talk about Preetz later, but that was gold.
Him and Grujic, I really hope that they can stay for a while. Because Grujic is quite... Grujic, that's not going to happen. He's going to go back to Liverpool.
I don't see it happening.
He's going to go back to Liverpool?
Usually they only loan them out for 1 year.
Yeah, but
there was talk of paying 80 million, or was it 50 or 60?
It was a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I
didn't...
But talk is cheap.
There's talk,
actually happened.
Okay, but Liverpool...
That's a nice title for an
liver,
episode. Talk is cheap.
Oh yeah, but that would go for any episode.
One, two, three.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be the subtitle for the whole, whole podcast, really.
But, or all podcasts, to be honest. Yeah. But like, Liverpool would get that money, right? Hertha wouldn't touch a dime for that money.
Why would we? It's only loaned.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. All right. Well, shit. Okay.
And we will never be able to afford him.
True.
And then I wouldn't want to pay lots of money for somebody who has this kind of injury history.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hard to predict, though. Like, you know,
we're not in that kind of league.
Business. We're not in that kind of business where we buy. We get young players and then we develop them, or we develop our own youth squad, and that's how we make money. It's not that we can buy. We're not Bayern Munich. You can just
Of course, we are like Ajax, but not as good.
And less money.
Yes.
I mean,
and less reputation.
Do you know who's our record transfer?
Money wise. Brooks.
Who? No.
John Brooks.
Incoming.
Oh.
It was Duda at one point.
He came from Mordor, that's all I'm going to say.
Mordor?
Selke.
Yeah, 8 million.
Oh, yeah, okay, good.
That was the record, was it?
Good call. Good pull.
Yeah.
All right. 8 million.
Mm-hmm. That's, 8 or 9, yeah.
That's impressive.
Well, that just shows where...
And that,
really is,
yeah, that's depressing. That's impressive and depressing.
He came to us after a season of being a sub who never really played and didn't get much playing time.
Wow. Okay, so yeah, props to whoever.
But Selke went through all the youth teams in the for the national team, the German national team. So
okay,
if he ever gets a real season, for example, the season before he was injured at the European Championship of the under-21s. Then this season he had the lung collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
if he ever got a real preseason,
so unlucky,
in,
wasn't it? That.
Yeah, if he ever got a real preseason and played a whole season, he would perform way better than he does now. I like him, but most people make fun of him flailing his arms because he's so large and it takes him some time to make speed.
He does take time to sort of build up speed, doesn't he? Because he's quite gangly.
But the gangly creature.
Mm-hmm. But he's quick once he gets going.
Yeah, true.
Remember the away game in Gladbach? How he ran half the court and then passed it off to Duda? That was if he does something like this for consistently for a period of time, he's going to be... a big, big money maker for us.
I hope he stays for quite a while.
Mm.
I like the guy.
He will stay as long as he enters the next level, and then we're going to sell him off. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sell players to the Bundesliga. I want to sell them somewhere else so we don't have to meet them.
Yes.
Unless when we're in the Champions League semifinals again.
I mean, English clubs.
English clubs that have got lots of money. Not
exactly. Yeah. English clubs are a good buyer. And, you know, Dutch and German clubs are a good seller for that
French
title.
Also.
It's worth mentioning
at
this game. I mean, it ended up with us conceding one, but the header from Gomez was quite impressive.
It was a nice one. Really
that was
nice
a good
one.
Header.
Yeah.
Sorry, we just spoiled
you.
I was
were a few seconds away from getting to that point, but sorry, we got in line.
I was checking my Instagram.
Oh, okay.
He's just getting another sticker out.
We cut you off.
There was one that was ruled offside, but I think before that happened, we had another goal. Yeah? Can we? Oh,
well, that was the Dilrosun running down the left.
Yeah. Yes.
Sign off hands. Who wants to get married to that sprint?
Yeah.
Okay, two hands.
I can get behind that, yes.
Oh, I asked my wife if I could. No. No, whatever.
I haven't yet. Sorry, Steph. But yeah. Sorry.
She's going to get right back on her plane.
Yes, exactly. She's going to go back to the next plane.
No,
it was gorgeous. Such a nice place.
Dilrosun came on. And for those of you who might not remember, he was really, really doing so well. And he changed the whole... The first goal he scored, I was like, I've never seen that from Hertha in the past whatever years. Then he was injured. And then when he was recovering, he had another injury.
I think so.
And Dada hasn't played him much because he says he's not there yet. But that little scene looked like he's all there.
Oh my God.
And Grujic he came in. Brilliant. He came on. Hertha won the ball. Grujic passed it off to the left side, where he was in the position that Kalou had earlier. I think they just switched it around sometimes. And then he touched the ball once. And then he put it way, 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 way ahead. And I thought, oh, what an arrogant move. You're not going to get that ball.
But he did.
But he did.
Yes.
And then he somehow put it into the middle, and Kalou, I don't know what he did there. He double kicked it. It looks like he tried to kick it with one foot.
He kicked it with one foot, and defender
that was the other.
Made a really good block, to be fair, to the defender, came in and cut it off.
That
but then Kalou managed to hook his foot up, his other leg up, just to get it in.
Yeah.
So, you know, on the face of it, it looked like a really easy thing. He just slid in and knocked it in, but it was more complicated than that. And Kalou did well, too.
That was the only goal my wife got up for. Because ever since, you know, she's getting pregnanter and pregnanter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she wouldn't stand up for all the goals, but for this goal, she stood up.
She stood up, yeah.
So you got that, Hertha players. You got to earn your goals if you want Esther to stand up.
If you want Esther to stand up, you got to actually do something decent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, as you mentioned, but I totally, nobody really, I really, the thing was, I think that after the goal, and the fans of Stuttgart, they were doing something because they want their president out. They said, Dietrich raus.
Mm, okay.
And I think they were not supporting because after the goal was scored, I thought it wasn't a goal because the fans were not cheering for their goal.
Okay.
Mm.
Which is like, oh, there was a goal. Oh, I didn't realize.
Whoops.
The header you talked about by
Gomez.
Someone called Gomez. Never heard the name.
Yeah, used to be a player for the national team some time ago.
Oh.
Of the hair.
Vaguely looks like Michael Fassbender. Vaguely.
Where are your glasses? Čović looks like Zelke. No.
I told you, no, it's my brain is weird sometimes.
Very weird.
It kind of looked like, yeah.
Oh, we had a chance before that, and that was accidentally called offside. But if you accidentally call offside, it cannot be ruled not offside, which is why the assistants don't raise their flags if there's potential offside on the play.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Remember, the ball was in the net before that, but it didn't count. Just 1 minute before that, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, why would you expect that Gomez might score a goal like he did in the same match in the Hinrunde or something like that?
It was a nice goal. Gotta get in that.
And you have to give it to Eschwein. He was trying.
Okay.
But that's not all.
That's not enough.
No.
I mean,
I think he once put the goal into the net, but before it was offside or offensive foul or something like that.
Possible, I couldn't.
You should probably watch the games and not just have the TV on and then do something.
I did, but yeah, sorry,
anything else you have to add from your pages of notes?
Well, my pages of notes. Yes,
it's two. So it's pages.
Yeah, well, sort of. Yeah, but most of it's scribbles that I can't read. I'm afraid. No.
Give it your best shot.
No, I have nothing to add.
So we. I mean,
I'm now itching to get away to the airport.
So. But even after the goal, there was no real danger. I mean, I was sure that we're not going to lose that game. I mean, okay, there was. It's always harder, so you can always say, yeah, maybe,
true.
But.
True.
Mostly that. And so we're done with this game, I would say. And Simon is almost.
Yeah, you're. Simon is packing up now.
I'm packing up.
What? When do you have to go to the airport?
I need to be home in 35 minutes.
Okay, no problem. Coach. Dada is out. We have lots of gossip, who's going to be. The latest info was it's going to be
the guy.
Čović, who's coaching the under-23.
Yes, who looks, I said that before we started taping, he looks like a
young
Zelka who's had a rough life.
Dear listener, poor Patrick's having some visual problems at the moment.
I know where that comes from.
I don't, but my brain is weird sometimes. I see some things.
You are weird sometimes.
I see things, man. I've seen things.
Okay, let's just say we're going to postpone the rest of the talk to the next episode.
No, but honestly, is there any serious candidate who popped up? Or is it just like BS at this point?
I don't care, because you have new names. Somebody tweeted earlier, I think it was Mark Schwitzky, and I think the hashtag was, you have to be 11 coaches. It's a joke of the 11 Freunde.
Oh yeah,
okay. Something like, we had da Stork, and then you always get, hey, and then 5 seconds later Hatter says, no, we didn't, or the coach himself, I never talked to them.
Okay.
For example, Stork was supposed to come in, who's now coaching in Belgium.
Okay.
The team Macron, where Sidney Friede has been loaned to. See, it's just,
I can pull it, but
it's pretty much bull.
Bullshit, yeah.
So I don't care. Okay. I think we're going to hear something at the members' meeting, which is going to be the Sunday after the last match.
Mm, on the 19th.
Yeah.
May 19th.
May 19th.
My birthday.
Oh.
Woo!
If you were a member, you could be there.
You still
have time.
All right.
Sign up.
Don't they say things about birthdays and things? Didn't they announce those things at the...
Oh, but only 40s, 50s, 60s.
Oh.
And people who died. So whenever you're in service, be careful out there.
Yes.
It's to serve and protect.
Semper Fi.
and we're going to postpone the stadium. Okay, agreed? Agreed.
I mean, I've
there's nothing new to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Has there been any news?
Did you, yesterday?
I'm losing the will to live about all this, really. It's been going on so long.
Yesterday, in the German football magazine Kicker, there was a big interview with Preetz. I haven't read the entire thing, but he said something like, we're definitely not going to play in the Olympiastadion after 2025. And he somehow brought in the idea of a provisional stadium, which sparked a provisional stadium that
sounds like Tottenham,
which sparked a lot of
mockery
on Twitter, especially a meme by Axel Kruse-Jugend, which said something like, oh Micha, they just delivered the new stadium, where shall we put it?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, let's...
We just have to go and collect it from IKEA first.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
we're gonna have to play at the Alte Försterei for 1 year. What? Oh my god. Oh, I just got a death stare.
Just one more piece of news. We just got that it was rumored this morning that a Hertha player will move to Union.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be Julius Kade, who won the German championship with the U19. I think he was also part of the team coached by Dardai in the under-15.
Oh, okay.
And, he had something broken on his foot, and he was out for half a year, and I think he never recovered. I mean, as a youth player, you're already behind everybody else.
Okay, okay,
in the pecking order of the team, and then... When you're injured, you have this, you missed so much practice, you have to somehow get back into shape. And I'm not sure if this is a cool move or it's a, as I call it, a Regazel move, who is playing in the second league for the.
If he gets games,
for the last
it's
team.
Good for him. But...
Yeah, it might be really inconsequential at the end of the day. You know, later.
For Hertha, probably.
Yeah.
Doesn't only
very much,
time
for him
will
it
tell.
Might be.
Only time
talk
will
is cheap.
True.
Only time will tell.
Yes.
Mm.
It's a new hashtag.
So we need a non-cliché for the title, though. So those won't do.
Fuck the Tories.
That works.
Mm.
Agreed.
Works for me.
Yes. Roger that.
Okay, we have to wrap it up because our dear friend Simon is about to hit the airwaves.
Yeah.
Or the air.
The airwaves?
No, sorry. Yeah.
We already have.
For
the past 90 minutes.
I must
minutes.
Have mixed up my water with your water glass.
Yes, exactly. Our water is better.
It's absolutely. Yeah.
We'd like to thank Patrick, who is on Twitter at P Dupuis.
Yes. And on Instagram, if you are curious about Albania, blah, 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 blah. P. Dupuis, 72. And cool pictures from Albania, I like to think.
How modest.
No, honestly, I'm not a photographer, but...
I like the one with the street art. It was something... Oh, Bennett, Tom and Jerry. That was cute.
Yes. There were tons of those in Albania, like retro cartoons, kind of. There were Mr. Bean.
It's funny how when you go to different cities, how the street art sort of varies a lot. There was a lot in Vienna, and yet in Bratislava there was very little.
It's very funny how when I look at your street art from Berlin, I never see it. But when you come here, you take all these pictures. And go, where did? Which Berlin is he going to? I don't see these.
I got a few more from Berlin, actually. I'll put them up probably tomorrow. But yes. Yeah. Not worry. I got you.
Keep it coming.
I got you, fellas.
Any last words?
Bye. and enjoy the rest of the week.
Indeed.
We will talk soon.
Next game is Augsburg. Again soon. It's going to be a shit show. Called it.
Predictions?
What?
Predictions?
Shit show. 0-0 or 0-1.
Okay.
1-0, sorry.
1-0. Okay.
It's either a boring draw or a loss.
Okay.
The last game of the season? We won't be talking about that.
We have a chance.
We do?
Because on Sunday, Leverkusen beat Frankfurt 6-1.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So my wife said, "Oh, maybe they're already
had their
goals."
Yeah, they got their goals out. Yeah, they got it out of their system.
They've used up all their goals.
Exactly.
They might go easy on us then. Okay, have a nice week. We'll talk to you after the season is done.
Bye bye.
Bye bye from Patrick, Simon, and Amion. Have a nice day. Bye bye.
Bye.
Ha ho
hey. Hey.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast.